Yeah, the one and only Romy Goss doing the grasshopper polka. I'm sure we'll be seeing those grasshoppers out before long. We always take our dachshund, Piglet, he is a pig, take him down to the park every weekend, and we cut through the little back kind of drainage ditch area to get to the hike and bike trail back behind our house, and there's always, unless they mow back there, there's always tons of grasshoppers and crickets and gnats and everything when you try to walk through that high, those high weeds. So sure the grasshoppers will be showing up before long. And like I said, that was our tribute to springtime. And let's go back and recap what we heard. We started things off, like I said, with the great Adolph Hoffner out of San Antonio doing the Green Meadow Waltz. Right after that, Charlie Adamczyk and his Polka Tones out of the Dallas area. Very almost unknown band. Did not perform for a long time. I think they only made one recording. And that, of course, was the Springtime Polka. The Jindrich Bauer Brass Band out of Czech Republic doing the Zelené Hajové or the Green Woods Waltz. Most people know that as a polka, but they did that version as a waltz. Joe Patek and his orchestra out of Shiner doing the O Meadow or the Green Meadow Polka. I've heard it listed both ways. The great Roman Rajak Orchestra doing the a live version of the Green Grove Polka. And then the Travelers out of Columbus, where all those blue bonnets are going to be popping up very shortly. And one called the Green Forest Waltz. The Cloverleafs out of New Braunfels area, doing the Zelená se Zelená, one we're going to do on our, not this CD, but the one after that. The Green is Green Polka. And then Joe Zetka, Papa Joe, and the Zetka Polka Band. From the early 80s. I think that's the Edna Polka Boys, they were still called at that time. Doing one called Springtime in the Rockies, of course. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Romy Goss Orchestra doing the Grasshopper Polka. So that's our first set in the books. Second set coming up, and it's just going to be kind of a mishmash. But I'm going to give you a little treat, I guess. You might call it a treat. You may not after you hear it. Like I promised last month, this I'm going to feature a few songs. These are some demo versions of songs we are going to do on our new CD. I recorded these basically literally in the corner of my garage with a microphone taped to a tripod on a old-fashioned one-reel, you know, just cassette recorder. The piano parts I recorded off of a Yamaha keyboard I have, and I'm not particularly fond of the beats or the overall sound, but it was the best polka and waltz sound that I could get, so you kind of have to bear with that. Recorded the piano parts first, basically made a polka karaoke CD is what I did. Set up a little boom box in my garage, popped the CD in, played, you know, hit play, and then turned on the tape recorder and recorded one trumpet and one vocal part. Stopped the CD, started it again, did the second trumpet and vocal part. Recorded all of those to cassette, transferred them all to the computer, and then got together, you know, splicing them all together. And if you ever notice anything about computers, or you'll be sitting there, all of a sudden you'll hear it kind of grind a little bit, you know, maybe just for a second. That means it's having to stop and think. Maybe it has to add some memory or something like that. Well, every time it does that when I'm recording something, it makes a tiny little, you know, it takes out a little bit of what's there. It's not recording live time. It actually stops, even though the song or me talking, whatever, keeps going. So, in essence, all these individual things that I transferred to computer were a little bit off on time. So, it took me about a month and a half to splice all these together. I think I'm just going to go buy me an 8-track recorder next time. That'll be easier. But that's all the technical jargon. Regardless, like I said, these are just some demos I did. They're not high tech. They're not high quality. Just kind of wanted to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what's going to be on our new CD, which we are going to be doing, you know, 9-10 years since I've been saying that. But we are finally going to do one. I'm very happy about that. So these are a few of the songs that are going to be on it. Then after that, we're just going to have kind of a mishmash of other things I just, you know, picked out of a hat, basically. So let's get on into the second set. Here's the first little demo tune I put together, and this is our tribute to the Vrazels, who retired this past January, and it's one of their most famous pieces. It's called If I Were a Bird.
Do travi roza podala, я мав розне рад, ріще мав повіру. Дам си ти сєрі рад, свєцько в'єкне лічки, біле як то гве. Ти мав біч немєлні, криві се обженіл. Ти мав біч немєлні, зачелі све. Thank you.
Thank you. you left me behind with my sorrow, alone with all of my tears. I'm standing on stage in sorrow, behind that curtain of tears. Curtain of tears, falling one by one. The lines in my face are an ocean, flowing with the wrongs of your fun. To think I love someone so foolish, a love that I cherish for years. I'm standing on stage in sorrow, behind that curtain of
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the best new bands, most modern bands around in Texas today, Mark Halata and Texavia, doing their version of one of my favorite songs, the Roaring Mountains Polka. And that's our second set in the books. Go back and recap real quick. I'm going to cough right here for just a second, so everybody please bear with me. Oh, sorry about that. Like I said, still battling that bronchitis. A few demos from our new CD. First, If I Were a Bird Polka. Right after that, I guess it was me personally. Waiting in the Woods Waltz. That's my papa, my grandpa Frank. That was his favorite tune, so that's going to be a dedication to him. Right after that, the Prune Dumplings Polka. I featured that a few times on past shows by the Leo Mayak Orchestra. I really love that song. They're the ones that made me fall in love with it. So going to be doing that one, the Prune Dumplings. And then just a few random songs I threw together. The Rudy Kurtz Band. One called Dreamland Waltz. Jerry Volker and the Jolly Gents doing a very smooth, nice version of the Tulacek, the Wanderer Waltz. The Hub City Dutchman with another nice waltz. The Oklahoma. And then, of course, Brave Combo from a very, very old 1980s cassette called Polka Varieties. And that was the Atotonilco Polka, a nice little Spanish number there. Ellinger Combo doing the Curtain of Tears Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Mark Halata and Texavia doing the Roaring Mountains. And that is it for the show. Sorry about taking so long putting this one together. Like I said, I've actually had the music ready for about 3 weeks, but I've just been down in the dumps health-wise as far as my throat and everything else, my allergies. I just have not been able to get out here and record these little vocal parts. So I'm definitely feeling a lot better. I think now it's spring's getting here. That'll kind of give me a little kick. I get outside more instead of being stuck indoors all the time. And just, with the, like I said, the weather going from hot to cold, that just drives me nuts. So, anyway, I should get these shows out a little more frequently now. And that's going to do it. Come see us when you get the chance. We were out in Taylor this past Friday. Had a great time. Want to thank the one and only Fritz Hottie, if he happens to be listening out there. Fritz came and sat in with us on accordion and just was phenomenal. He is, first of all, the nicest guy you could ever meet. He's just such a great person, and then to be such a phenomenal accordion player on top of that, and it's so nice just to be able to sit down and play with somebody who knows every single song. You just tell them what key, and boom, you're off, and didn't miss a beat. I mean, just was great. We actually recorded some of that. I'll have to get with Dave Bedrich and see how those tapes turned out, but hopefully I can maybe feature that on some future shows, because we sure had a lot of fun playing with Fritz. So, we'll be back out at the SP Hall in May, so maybe you can come check us out then. If not, we'll see you somewhere down the road. I think we may have a date playing down in Schulenburg in June. I've got to wrap that up, but I think that is going to be a possibility with a new dance hall there. A hall that's been closed for about 60 years that they're redoing and opening back up. So I will give you more information about that in the near future. But that's going to do it for the time being. Stop back again next month. I'll have a new show. In the meantime, we're going to get out of here. Here's the Starlights from, I believe, down around the Victoria area, maybe around Shiner area. I'm not too familiar with this band, but I know they're from down around the coast generally. And it's the Starlights and the old Black Gypsy Waltz. So until next time, everybody take care, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
krásná noc je tichá. Na horečku, na dolině, do setkání tak pospíchá. Letí kromě udolíne, no to byl cigán, černý cigán. Do setkání tak pospíchá. Letí kromě udolíne, no to byl cigán, černý cigán. Jasné. Na miláčka vzpomíná si, aj můj Bože, jak jsou krásné. Černé oči, černé vlasy, kdo to byl cigán, černý cigán. Aj můj Bože, jak jsou krásné. Černé oči, černé vlasy, no to byl cigán,